It's good to have you with us today. It's we're coming nearly towards the end of the service, but just, you know, talking to a donkey or a puppet donkey seemed like a really good idea 3 months ago when it was first put to me. But, you know, they say you should never work with animals or children, but I think next year for Palm Sunday, Sam and Tessa should arrange for a real live donkey to be in church. Don't you? I think the church wardens will be delighted with that idea. The Bible reading we had said, they brought it, meaning a the donkey, to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. Now, I've got a confession to make. I've got some old suits in my wardrobe. They're suits that I don't want to throw out because one day they might come back into fashion and I might get a bit more wear out of them. They've got broad lapels and kind of wide trousers, a bit like this. I did have a quick look round, actually, just to make sure nobody thought, yeah, I haven't been to church for 40 years, I'd better wear a suit. But anyway, there isn't anyone wearing a suit like that today. But I have managed to throw out the platform shoes and the flares. But I've kept the suits. I mean, you never know. You know, the suit's still in the back of the wardrobe, but alas, the hair's gone from the head. Now, you may laugh at these suits, but actually, I can guarantee, almost guarantee, that in 30 or 40 years' time, people will be laughing at the suits we're wearing today. And, you know, somebody here might be the vicar who's shown you photos. I've never another confession to make. Well, actually, it's not really a confession. It's more a personal testimony. When I used to hear the story of Palm Sunday when I was in Sunday school in Scotland, when I was a boy, I used to be really concerned about the people throwing their cloaks in front of this donkey. I mean, these people didn't have a lot of money. For them, it would have been a bit like throwing that school blazer in front of a donkey. You know, the one that was always too big for you in September so you could grow into it by the time July came the next year? Well, it wouldn't have done their cloaks any good to be walked over by a donkey with a full-grown man on it. It would probably have ruined them, and it would probably certainly ruin a suit if you threw a suit in front of a donkey with a man riding on it. And if they wore suits back then, and if I was there at the time, I think I might have thought, do you know what? I've just thought of a really good use for that old suit that's lying in the back of the wardrobe. I think I'll throw that in front of the donkey. But for these people, these were probably the best cloaks that they had, because they were the only cloaks they had. And they were prepared to sacrifice those cloaks for Jesus, to give them up for Jesus, for the king who was riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. And I thought back then that these people gave up a lot for Jesus. I mean, their one and only cloaks for Jesus. But then as I got older, and I started to think a bit more about what Jesus was about to give for them, for you and for me. I mean, he was a king, he was a long-awaited king, but why would he ride into their town, into their city, on a donkey? Nobody ever looks dignified on a donkey, do they? I mean, even if they are riding it properly. This is probably as close you'll get to a member of our royal family riding a donkey. But it's as the donkey said early in the service, Jesus wanted to show people that he came in victory, but it was a peaceful victory. He wasn't going to use violence. He would be a humble king. He wasn't going to use violence, but no, actually, violence was used on him. He knew all along that it was coming, but violence was coming on him. He didn't ride into Jerusalem as a king to be enthroned with, on a grand throne and put a crown with jewels and gold put on his head. This is the kind of crown that Jesus was crowned with, a crown of thorns. And he wasn't seated on a grand and great throne. He was nailed to a cross between two criminals. Yes, there's people on that first Palm Sunday who threw their cloaks on the ground, gave up a lot for Jesus, you know, but it was nothing nearly, nothing like as much as Jesus gave up for them and for you and me. And as I got still older, I started to realize how much Jesus offers us, how much Jesus longs to give us. He offers us forgiveness, forgiveness for everything we have ever done wrong and everything we ever will do wrong. Forgiveness for all those things we might have said or done or thought that we feel ashamed about. He offers us life in all its fullness. He says that's why he came. He came to give us life, life in all its fullness. He offers us a relationship with the living God, the God who created this vast and wonderful universe, who loves us with a love that's deeper than we can ever fathom. And he offers us eternal life, and that's not some kind of ghostly existence sitting on a cloud playing a harp, but it's a resurrection life when God makes all things new. And he offers us the possibility of knowing God as our Father and being able to pray to him about everything that's on our hearts, just as we did earlier there. He offers that amazing privilege of being able to call God our Father. And then one day when I was in my mid-20s, the penny finally dropped for me. You see, up until then, there was a part of me, part of all this that I didn't quite get. I didn't really understand. And it's this. Jesus offers us all these things for free. We don't have to pay anything. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to earn anything. We don't have to be good enough. It's all free. Free for people like you and me, people who aren't perfect, people who mess up, who say, do, and think things that they might feel ashamed of. It's all free. All we have to do is trust and to receive it for free. Everything, all that Jesus offers us, just to stretch out our empty hand and say, yes, Jesus, I believe that when you died on the cross, you died for me. I believe you gave everything for me. It's free. You know, I received that free gift back in my mid-20s. And since then, I've realized more and more that all that Jesus gives us is worth far, far, far more than everything the world has to offer us. It's worth far more than a cloak. It's worth far more than an old suit that's sitting in the back of the wardrobe, although far too often we treat God as if he's a jumble sale God. We give him the scraps of our time and our energy and our money that we think we don't need and can't use anymore. What Jesus gives us is worth far more than anything else we can imagine, anything else that we could own, anything else that we could choose to live for. It's worth far more than anything we've got in our wardrobe, anything we've got in our bank account, any ambition that we might have. It's worth far more than everything and everything that I am and I have. And it's free. But it's as the old hymn says, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.